Red Film Radio, il cinema ritrovato, Bologna, Italy.
Red Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the cinema ritrovato in Bologna, and I'm talking with Nicola Mazzanti from the Cinémathèque Royale du Belgique. So thank you very much for being with us.
It's a pleasure.
So it's the Cinémathèque is now 75. So happy birthday, delayed happy birthday. Yeah. Can you tell our listeners some of the round up the activities of the Cinémathèque?
Everything. We have, of course, a film collection of approximately 75,000 titles of all films from everywhere in the world. We have one of the second or third largest library for books and in Europe, on books on cinema, of course. We have a photo collection, we have posters, we have everything. We have a digital and analog laboratory for restoration. We have three theaters, and we do distribute classics in Belgium.
Right. For me, hearing something like this is absolutely admirable, because I have a feeling that it's not easy to keep this going. It certainly isn't in some countries. Is it harder or easier in Belgium?
No, Belgium is harder for a sort of reason which we don't necessarily need to get into, because they are very boring. The bottom line is that in Europe, unfortunately, cinema is not considered the real art. We all care about opera, we all care about the museums, we all care about libraries, way more than film. Because at the end of the day, cinema is a art for the poor, is art for the non-educated, is the art for the urban proletariat, and it's still considered like that. And there is nothing you can really do about it. So if you compare the budgets for any other public institution, cultural institution, with what the Cinémathèque everywhere have, there is no comparison. And that's just the simplest that.
It's so strange, because it's such a fragile art form as well. It really is, from just films that haven't been found in a long time, but even in their stays, it should be looked after. It's the identity of a country, really, at the end of the day.
The only country which considers cinema as an identity of a country, as you said, is the U.S.
Right.
The U.S. is the only place where, since they consider it sort of their art in a way, that's the only thing where it's more than Europe is considered a thing. But in Europe, if you look for sponsorship or this kind of things for cinema, you find nothing. But of course, if you put any painting on a wall, then somebody's coming with money. I'm exaggerating, but that's basically what it is. Right. If you consider what the budget of an average opera house is, and you compare it with the film archive, and I'm not saying that we should give less money to the opera. What I'm saying is that you have a cultural activity and policy, and cinema should be at the same level with the others, but reality is it's not.
Well, that makes it all the more impressive that the Cinémathèque has been around now for 75 years. Over 75 years, we can say already. To celebrate the occasion, although not exclusively to celebrate this occasion, you guys have worked on a wonderful project called 75,000 Films. Would you like to tell us a little bit about it?
Just a book about... We asked three very good photographers. So, first of all, it's a book of photos. It's a photo book with three photographers, very good ones. One up-and-coming Flemish photographer, very good. And the two other photographers, also very well-known in Belgium and also in France. We asked them to take pictures and do what they wanted about the archive, in the parts of a film archive that nobody sees, where there are the collections, where there are the films, where people work. I told them, look, I don't really care about the projection room, because this is the only place that everybody sees.
Yeah.
Because people go to see a movie, and so they see the movie on the screen, but they don't know how the film arrived on the screen. And that's what we asked, and then we accompanied with three texts in three languages, English, Flemish, and French, of intellectuals and film historians and authors who say what the film archive is for them or what should be.
Yeah, interesting to see that you're using different voices for it. Interesting to see as well that the title of the book is 75,000 films. The number is going to be said in different ways, but yes, the word stays the same almost.
Well, I mean, of course, since it is a trilingual book, we were looking for a title that works in all the languages and that doesn't need a translation. Mm. So we opted for an easy one. 75 years, 75,000 films. As if we had collected 1,000 films per year, which actually is not true. We've collected more in the recent years, blah, blah, and so, of course, was different. But anyway, it was a funny way.
So I'm picking up, apart from the fact that it's very interesting to use three different voices to talk about a subject like this, and it's very interesting to see that there's plenty of pictures that are going to reveal stuff about archiving that people don't necessarily know about. This doesn't really focus for the niche student, film student stuff, but it's more for wider audience.
But the photos are good photos in themselves. So, I mean, if people buy photo books on, I don't know, whatever, on countries or soccer or whatever. So this is a book about, we just gave these three photographers one, actually, we didn't even give them a theme. We give them access to spaces and people. So in the book there are different photos. There are somebody who really focused on people, what they do, their gestures, their presence, and the others who actually worked on details and spaces, but not without no people. So it's really very different approaches. We wanted three very different photographers with three different approaches, and also three different texts, also with different approaches. And it's not a book about us. It's a book about all cinematheques, because we all do more or less the same things. And it shows what happens behind the screen.
That's wonderful.
And that's why we did it. And I think the 75,000 films also gives an idea of the, because people usually don't think of the quantity. Mm. And we are a big archive, one of the largest in Europe, but many other colleagues, they have similar collections. And you have to think that 75,000 films means, in our case, probably more than 1 million cans, 1 million objects.
Yes.
And this is only for the films. So it's kind of, and there are of course people who spend their life, you know, looking after these million cans and hopefully knowing where each of them is and so forth. So I think it's, and as I write in the introduction, if you say museum, most people think they know what a museum is, and the same for a library. But if you say film archive or cinematheque, and people say, oh, what is it? Well, what is behind it? And there was no book like that, so we think it's nice to have it.
Well, it's time to change the trend of not knowing it. Cinema was the most important art form of the 20th century. It would probably be one of the most important, if not the most important, of the 21st. So this is, it's very important.
For us, it's very important, yes.
One final thing, you know, the Cinematheque was also involved in another book that was presented today. Unfortunately, it wasn't here, but it's on Machen. So have you got a couple of words that you can
say? Yeah, this was an old book published in 1995. Well, we should really republish as an e-book. And this is about Alfred Machen by Eric de Kuyper, who wrote beautiful books. It's a filmography, but also a description of, I mean, a essays about his most important works. He's very good. Machin is a very interesting filmmaker from the teens, and we should make this book available.
Yes.
Because this is, we published it, and I think we should, at least as an e-book, make it available. And both books are really to be found at on our website, which is www.cinematheque, written with T-E-K at the end, .be, like Belgium, and also it's nice because you can see what things we have. And exactly, for those who want to see the films we have, we also have a Cinematheque Films channel on YouTube, where there is a lot of stuff we just put there because people should enjoy good films.
Wonderful. So the two books that you guys presented today are only two of the many important books that you guys have published. So thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio.
24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.